Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Seth Green, and you are listening to Somewhere in Vegas with Mark, and I am so hot, I would desperately like a glass of water. Please, please, give me some water.
This is Cindy Preston, and I'm with Mark on Somewhere in Vegas.
Hi, this is Melissa Peterman from CMT's The Singing Bee and the television show Reba, and I have to tell you, I just have to get it off my chest, I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi there. This is Faith Roscoe from General Hospital. You're listening to Mark on Somewhere in Vegas. And you better watch out. We know how to find you if you're not listening.
Hi, this is Shannon Egan from Whippet, and I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hey, this is Lee Allen Baker with Somewhere in Vegas, talking with Mark with a Q.
This is Courtney Cronin. You're listening to Somewhere in Vegas with your host, Mark, and I would make sure to listen every week because he's a sure bet.
Hey, this is the Money Man, Eddie Money. I got two tickets to Paradise, and it's, you know what? It's Somewhere in Vegas. And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Hi, this is Crystal Kale, and I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi, this is Terry Nunn from Berlin, and you're listening to Mark Somewhere in Vegas.
Hi, this is Miracle Laurie from Joss Whedon's Dollhouse. There are three flowers in a vase, and I'm listening to Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi, this is Erin Hill, and you are listening to Mark on Blog Talk Radio and Somewhere in Vegas. Mark is a great guy.
Hi, this is Sean Pulaski. I'm still trying to figure out Mark Pico's sexuality, but I know you're listening to Somewhere Live in Vegas.
Here you go, Mark. I'm sorry. I thought you were she. I'm sorry. Get out of the tent. Let's get out of here.
Hey, this is Lance and Anna from Free Radio. And Anna?
And you're listening to Somewhere in Vegas.
Yes.
My favorite.
You know, that's usually what happens with me. I go to Vegas and I get lost, and so I end up somewhere in Vegas.
Somewhere in Vegas.
But right. I just don't know where it is.
Not quite sure.
Yeah, word.
Get ready. It's going to be hot. It's in Vegas. Check out Mark. Be there or be square.
Welcome, everybody, to a special Thursday edition of Somewhere in Vegas here on blogtalkradio.com. I am Mark with you. I am your host. I'm very privileged to have a very funny comedian. He is going to be at the Jokesters Comedy Club coming up the next couple weekends here in Las Vegas. He'll be also doing some shows in July as well. We have comedian Derek Richards on with us right now. How are you doing, Derek?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. How's the tour been going for you so far this year?
No, it's been busy. It's been nice. It's great to be back home and getting a chance to work downtown, which is always a fun freak show down on Fremont Street. So it's always a feast for the eyes, and the comedy show down there is just an added bonus. So it's been great. Just got back, was overseas for a month doing some shows for the military over in Turkey, Jordan, Egypt, Spain, Portugal. And so it's just nice to be back home here and relaxing and enjoying Las Vegas.
Yeah, the downtown district's been doing so well over the past couple of years since it's been kind of revitalized as well, and we're getting a lot more entertainment down there as well. So it's been interesting to see, a lot more of the entertainment kind of shifting towards that area. I mean, how long have you been in Vegas, and how has it been for you to see kind of the development in downtown?
I've been out here in Vegas for 5 years. I've been coming out to Vegas now for almost 20, and just seeing the transformation of what downtown was, where it was for the longest time, I mean, and anybody who lives here in Vegas will attest to that. I mean, people that would go down to Fremont Street, it was, it was sketchy for the longest time. And so it's really nice to see how it's evolved to where it is now, where there's just so much stuff going on, just some great restaurants, some great bars. The way they've got it, built up down there as far as the stages for the bands on the weekends. I mean, I think it's really just a fantastic addition to Vegas, and it's a nice change from the Strip in terms of, and I love the Strip, but I mean, if you don't want to go down there and spend $9 for a bottle of Corona or $15 for a rum and Coke, you can go down to Old Vegas and find something that's much more in your alcoholic price range, and still find some great entertainment down there too, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's great, and Jokesters I think is a relatively new club as well. I mean, Garrett's has been running for a while, the Laugh Factory's been running for a while as well. I mean, how's that as a venue, especially downtown?
Hello, hello.
Are you there? Are you there, Richard?
Hello, hello.
Hello, Derek, are you there?
Hello.
Derek? Are you there, Derek?
Hello.
Oh, Derek, are you there? Are you there, Derek? Guys, I'm going to have to recall him. Find this out here real quick. Let's get him redone. Want to make sure we're on the live line. I was going to ask about Jokesters because Jokesters is a relatively new club that has opened up. Like I said, the Brad Garrett's been around for a while. Laugh Factory's been around for a while. How's that as a venue, and how's it been seeing the comedians go through Jokesters?
It's been a lot of fun. Like I said, I think it's a great addition for the downtown area. I mean, it's the only comedy club that's down there right now. It's extremely affordable to come out and see a show, and you're seeing fantastic headliners and support acts that are on the bill. And so it's been a really good addition for that area. The D Casino couldn't be any more supportive. I mean, they're fantastic down there. And just the whole downtown area, as I was mentioning, I don't know where we got cut off in the conversation, but it's just nice to see how everything has evolved so much over the past few years, where there's so many different bar, restaurant, and club options and entertainment and stuff like that. So, yeah, the club down there is great. It's a nice, fun start time. It gets kicked off at 10:30 each night, and it's a fun late-night show, and the D is a great casino. It's a perfect host venue for it.
Yeah, you know, like I said, it's great to be able to see that there's comedy now downtown. You know, I think it's been comedy off and on. There's a couple comedy shows that have been down there, but nothing really stand-up-ish on a regular basis. Now, can you tell me a little bit about how you got started in comedy? I think you're originally from Detroit, correct?
Correct. Yeah, I'm from Detroit originally. I've been out here in Vegas for 5 years, was down in South Florida for 12 years, got divorced and moved out here to Vegas. And, yeah, I've been doing it 23 years now. And it's just been a fun roller coaster ride. A lot of cool stuff has happened. I mean, it's yeah, we get your ups and downs with everything, but I think the move out here to Vegas, you know, couldn't have been any better. And, I mean, I joke around about I'm Irish-American, grew up in Detroit, blue-collar upbringing with pretty much an alcoholic father who, you know, would sling racial slurs like Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino. So it was an interesting environment to grow up in, and also a lot of fun and provided for a lot of great comedy material. So it's, I mean, the stuff that I do in my act, it's not a dirty act, but it's an adult act. I mean, I talk about, you know, essentially being a 50-year-old Irish American with a moderate drinking problem, a divorce under his belt, and, you know, just a bunch of fun life experiences that I can go ahead and turn into jokes on stage. And so it's been a lot of fun over the past 23 years. Couldn't be happier to be here in Vegas, though, and get a chance to work in arguably one of the funnest cities on the planet.
Now, what prompted you to become a comedian? Was it something that you kind of fell into? Was it something that you kind of always wanted to do? Or was it a situation where, you know, that you just decided, you know, well, I'm going to pursue this? Are you there, Derek?
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello, hello.
Are we there again, Derek?
Hello?
I may have lost him again. Derek? Damn, his phone's keep on going out. Okay, let's try this again. Seems like every question I have to say something in order for the phone to do it. So. Okay. Make sure we're on the live line again. What prompted you to get into comedy? Was it something that you've been wanting to do, or was that something that kind of fell in your lap?
I was in radio for the longest time. I was in radio for 8 years before I got into doing comedy, and I lost my last full-time radio job. And I had always been a huge fan of comedy. I didn't exactly grow up with Carlin and Cosby albums and CDs and tapes. And I really had never aspired to get into doing this, but it's just something that really kind of fell on my lap after the radio gig had gone away. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, I started in Kalamazoo, Michigan, out on the west side of the state, and yeah, had a great opportunity to work and learn from some of the great comedians from Chicago and from Detroit who would come in and work this particular little gig that was in a Quality Inn lounge on a Friday and Saturday night. So I was kind of the house MC there, and it was just a tremendous learning curve to be able to go there and watch some of these great acts come through and then get a chance to work with these guys down the road, which has been so much fun.
Yeah, I mean, how's it been? I mean, you know, Chicago is like one of the major cities in terms of comedy. How's it been? How was it for you to learn a lot from these comedians going down the road? And was there any piece of advice in particular that you really took to heart?
I think the best piece of advice that somebody gave me is to just do it. You know,
I'd like to welcome, I believe this is Chris. Chris, are you there?
Yeah, this is Chris.